President John Evans Atta Mills says government recognizes agriculture and food security as a strong foundation for democracy, rule of law, and respect for human rights. Government will therefore continue to make the necessary interventions geared towards addressing the challenges hindering effective agriculture production. This, he said, will go a long way in guaranteeing food security. Speaking at a symposium on global agriculture, food security and nutrition at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C., President Mills said government has taken a number of measures, including a medium-term investment in agriculture, to encourage more people into the sector. Our presidential correspondent, Seth Iyer, has filed this report from Washington, D.C., USA.
President Mills said Ghana's conscious efforts in reducing food insecurity and poverty began in the 1980s. This, he said, was sustained and enabled the country to reduce poverty 5 years ago. President Mills said a sustainable food production impacts positively on political, social and economic sectors of the country.
When you talk about food security, nutritional security, you are at the same time talking about health security, economic stability, political stability. Now, without these elements, you will struggle with democracy. You can have all kinds of structures, but if you cannot feed the people, you may have first-class educational foundations, you may have the most brilliant students, most brilliant ICTs, most brilliant doctors. If you cannot feed them, you are not making any progress. Indeed, if you look at Ghana, we've been blessed. We have so much arable land. You also need to modernize agriculture. And therefore, if we want our country to progress, there is a need for us to invest in agriculture and to invite others to do so.
President Mills said government has adopted a number of measures to encourage both Ghanaians and foreign investors to invest in agriculture and agribusiness. He said the authorities will ensure that investment into the agriculture sector is mutually beneficial.
We have adopted the medium-term agriculture sector investment plan, which is indeed involved in encouraging people, putting into place the necessary structures to get people coming in. Well, we have recognized that we need the private sector. And there are certain things that we must do as government. When it comes to infrastructural development, we cannot expect the private sector to do that. Sometimes even land acquisition is a problem which we can best handle.
President Jakaya Kikwete of Tanzania and Prime Minister of Ethiopia, Meles Zenawi, shared their country's efforts in addressing food security. From Washington, D.C., U.S., Seth Iyer reporting for Radio Ghana.